Good evening. Welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shomon. On the program tonight, as the postmortem of Pradyuman, the seven-year-old murdered in Gurgaon, comes out, and as people in Delhi still come to grips with the chilling sexual assault of a five-year-old girl in a Delhi school, we want to look ahead and ask, since there are predators and sick people out there capable of harming our children in the confines of even a supposed safe zone, schools, is there any way, perhaps through the use of technology, that our kids can be protected? Is it too much for us as parents to expect that governments make schools use smart cards, smart apps, and smart CCTV cameras to keep an eye on our kids? This is supposed to be a digital India. Can there be a digital solution to our security nightmares? Or are we just not there as yet? What's been our focus now for the last several days since this horrific murder took place in Gurgaon and the rape of a child was reported in Delhi as well? There have been post-mortem reports which have been coming out. There is an investigation which is underway. But I think for a lot of parents across the country, the question is this: since there are depraved people out there, are we doing enough to protect our children in the confines of the school, a school where they're supposed to be protected? And can technology really have an impact in the way in which we secure our kids? What am I really talking about? What about smart apps on your phone, which actually allow you to monitor the movement of your child? What about smart wristbands, which do essentially the same, but also possibly come with a distress key that the child can push to alert their parents or somebody that they are in trouble? RFID technology is basic. It's now used all across the country. It's slowly being used by just a handful of schools in this country. Again, the goal is the same, to ensure that parents in the school know exactly where each child is. But shouldn't this be legislated? Can technology actually provide us with a solution, even if it is a small one? And we are not suggesting that it's the only one at all. Joining us now to discuss this, Krishnendu Dasgupta. He's the CEO of Safe in City, and he came up with an app which is meant to do exactly this: enable parents and others to keep track of their children. Amod Khan, former Joint Commissioner, Delhi Police, and also former chairperson of the Delhi Commission for the Protection of Child Rights. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. Saurabh Bhardwaj of the Aam Aadmi Party with us as well. And joining us from Gurgaon, Lata Vaidyanathan, the director of Tiri Prakriti School and former principal of Modern School. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. Let me come to you first, Mr. Dasgupta. Why did you decide to come out with this app? What was the reason you did that?
Yeah, so my story was a couple of years ago when the incident at Vibgyor, Bangalore happened. I was working with Cisco at the time, right next to Vibgyor, and a lot of colleagues with their kids there. And as we were part of the protest march, we figured out that the key accused was somebody who was fired from my daughter's school for a similar behavior, Dean's Academy. And that's when, you know, reality struck that people like this are all over the place. They move around, they switch jobs. There's no central sex registers, there's no offenders register. So it's easy for these perpetrators to go around. That's when I started working with Dean's Academy to start with, to come out with a technology solution that will put, you know, the parents like me, my mind at risk. At the same time, the schools can benefit the technology without actually spending a huge amount on additional infrastructure. So we want it to be a collaborative solution. And we wanted to make sure that the kids are safe by using the technology.
So how does it work? How does it work in case of the app that you have designed? How exactly does it function?
Right. Sure. So it's not an app. It's actually a wearable product that the child wears. And there are various form factors for smaller kids, which are smaller than 5 years old. There's something that they can tie to their belt or hang it on their neck. And for older kids, they have got a two-way communication, so they can actually trigger a distress alarm. And the whole thing works in the background. So the parents can actually call the unit, they can monitor what's going on, they can hear what's going on, but the child is not disturbed. There is no interference with the child's activity, and that's the best part of it. The schools love it because nobody's getting disturbed. The parents love it because they know where the child is. It's GPS enabled, they know what time the bus left, they know what time the child entered school, what time they left school. They've got all location awareness, all the intelligence within that unit itself. At the same time, they can monitor the environment the child is in. And the best part is something that the school came back to us. They said, Mr. Dasgupta, we can put only so many CCTVs. But because this unit is portable, because the children are wearing it, it's very unpredictable. And indirectly, it's improving the behavior of our teachers and our staff, because right. they can't predict who's where, and they are in the best behavior. So this is an unintended benefit that we got out of the whole system. It's portable, it's mobile, therefore okay. unpredictable.
Okay, and I want to get a reaction from Lata Vaidyanathan, director of the Teri Prakriti School. Ma'am, do you see this as a solution? Because the costs may not be very, very significant. The use of technology that enables schools and parents to monitor the movement of children.
Vishnu, I think it's a perfect solution. I do believe that technology support is very essential these days, and I think every school should consider it not just desirable but an essential part of their monitoring system. And I think if apps or solutions like this are available in technology, then we have every responsibility to use it, make it possible, get the parents to agree to it, and get the whole systems in place within schools so that all this is possible. I agree with you that this is not the only solution, but this certainly will make life easy for everybody, and just feeling safe is also being safe. I'm not worried about some schools that will go in for it, will afford it, and is possible, but I think the whole system of education, all schools, whether it's private or government, must enter into this agreement and look at a wholesome technology solution that really keeps our children safe. I think we need to travel that last mile to make sure that every single child in our school, and more vulnerable, the younger kids, do have the assistance of one or the other technology to make sure that they are safe. I do believe that the school's primary responsibility is to use it to make it possible.
Mr. Dasgupta, just very briefly before I go across to my other panelists, how much does this wearable product cost, mm-hmm. the one that you have developed, and what is the range, a realistic range which can be provided to schools, so that it can be used across schools?
Right. So Vishnu, in our experience, what we found is while schools were open to this solution being used, they did not subscribe to it as a whole combination, as a unit itself, right? So they put us in front of parents and say the parents are open to use it. And therefore what happens is the volumes do not justify the cost. And because there are some parents who may go for it, some parents don't. Whereas if the school as a whole subscribes to it, the costs come down substantially. It's a couple of hundred bucks a month if a school of, let's say, 1,000, 2,000 units subscribe as a whole.
So if a school
That's
were
the
to
biggest
get,
factor,
hypothetically,
said,
if a school, schools, were to get 2,000 units, if a school were to get 2,000 units, it could be as mm-hmm. low as 200 rupees to 300 rupees a child a month. Is that what you're saying?
That's good. It could be even lesser than that. Even lesser than that.
Saurabh, it's an interesting look ahead at technology. RFID technology has been there for a long time. The Aam Aadmi Party has spoken about digitization as well in a place like Delhi. Is this not logically the next place to go and to enforce it?
Frankly, use of technology as we move ahead is always a good solution. However, when we are talking about RFID cards or, handheld devices where the child is monitored through a GPS device, you are talking about initial cost and a monthly recurrent cost of, let's say, 300, 200 or 500 rupees per month. And while we say that, it is there. Like, as of today, we are talking about 26 lakh kids in Delhi who are studying in schools. So this kind of amount is affordable by, let's say, 2 lakh kids or, 3 lakh kids. But however, 20 lakh kids would be
a cost of 200 to 300 rupees
per month.
Per child.
When we talk about private schools, Vishnu,
Let's talk about the poorest of the poor.
Yes. No, and even when we are talking
discuss affordability at that level, understanding that this is not an expense for many private schools.
Vishnu, even if we are talking about the private schools, out of 16 lakh kids who are studying in private schools, it is only 3 lakh or 4 lakh kids who are paying 8 to 10,000 rupees per month for fees. Usually the private schools are also in the bracket where the fee is like 300 rupees, 500 rupees, 800 rupees per month. So though this is
So what is a good solution? What is the way out?
This is a good solution.
Can the government subsidize? How can this be made affordable? When you're looking at scales, obviously the cost will come down.
So what he spoke about a scale, and that what you are also speaking, that if you look at a bigger scale, the cost will come down
massively.
And the government can look at even subsidizing such technology. I'm not saying this particular thing.
No, there are lots of solutions.
There could be a lot of solutions, but yes, technology is a way to go ahead, whether it is about CCTV cameras, whether it is about GPS enabled devices or whatever.
Okay. So your views on this, because there's the other perspective as well, that technology and all that is all very well, but eyes on the ground. And in this particular instance, we're talking about schools, and that's what the CBSE mandates very, very clearly, that there need to be people watching all areas of the school constantly. Can technology really replace something as basic as eyes on the ground?
Well, I'm sorry, my views are very different. I've been hearing all of you. It's a good idea. I mean, nobody will really debate on the point that technology is good or bad. Technology is always good.
Yeah.
It always improves. I take my opinion from three angles. Number one, I was chairman of Child Rights Commission.
Yeah.
I have done a lot of inquiries about it. I found a lot of faults with the schools also. A couple of them I can mention now. And then I was a policeman. And incidentally, I was not joint commissioner of police. I was DG police.
Yeah.
I headed police forces. And thirdly, I bring my experience from my organization Prayas, which is a very huge organization for children. Now, we conducted in 2007, I was heading this something called National Study on Child Abuse.
Yeah, 2005-7.
Yes. I was the team leader, Ministry of Women and Child Development.
Yeah. So what did you come
result
up with?
Was, yeah. Result was, the study indicated only that nearly 70-80% children suffered physical abuse. Nearly 52% of children suffered sexual abuse, which is very serious. 52%, mind you. And these
across,
52% across 18,500 respondents, this was India's world's largest study on child abuse. And mind you, a large number of them happened from the schools. It is a less known fact because children did not mention about it. Hardly maybe 10% children talked about it. Majority maintained silence, did not speak about it. 52% of children suffering sexual abuse, let me inform you, and most of it happening without being reported. So basically what you see today, let's say Ryan International, you see variety of schools, it is something which got noticed. There is one thing very important, which is my experience from the police background, that when somebody is noticed, a child is able to identify a person who has attempted or has sexually abused the child, and that person knows that the child can become witness, that situation the child may lose life, which is very, very serious matter. Today, when the offences under POCSO, Protection of Children Against Sexual Offences Act, Juvenile Justice Act, IPC also has changed, these offences carry huge punishment. It can go up to life sentence.
No, but so what now, are you there for? What is your... What is the point you're making?
I'll just tell you. The point I'm trying to make, that the solutions lies
in?
Only in the fact that everybody has to be vigilant. The child is always under somebody's guardianship. When the child leaves home, the parent, the family leaves them, let's say to the care of a bus driver or auto driver or whoever is carrying the child to the school. The moment child reaches the school authority is at all level. It's a caretaker, it's a teacher,
what's
it's
wrong
the principal.
If there's a distress button on a phone?
I'm not against that. But don't forget, this country has nearly 40 crore children. And nearly 25-30 crore children, they happen to be there. And what we are trying to bring in is only elitist solution.
No,
to
it's
problem.
Not an elitist solution.
No,
it's elitist only because we believe it's expensive.
We are losing the
but the point is, it's not fundamentally expensive.
No,
if it
fundamentally,
is enforced in
no,
terms
fundamentally,
of mass.
Mind you, fundamentally, the children are to be looked after by parents, the caretakers, the teachers. Anybody who is looking after, who is in the proximity of a child,
no, that goes without saying.
That
goes without saying. But I'm asking how this cannot be a supplementary tool.
No, it can be a supplementary.
For example, in school buses, the movement of children outside school.
Probably, Vishnu, in couple of schools, some of these schools in cities like Delhi, you can find a solution like that. That solution also is generally, the child is carrying, let's say, a button. The child is carrying somewhere some kind of
a wearable
signal.
Device.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, think about the child's mind. Think about the people around. I mean, first of all, there is some expense.
Right.
200, 300 phone please per month is not a small amount. Even if it is small amount, let
no,
us
no,
say.
But assuming the that it can be
that,
subsidized.
I mean, think of a situation. The child happens to be in the school. The child happens to be in the institution, and which has to behave like a well-guarded, well-protected place. are we not
but
creating
But if
situation?
We have well-guarded, well-protected places,
should be. I mean,
we wouldn't
be
discussing this. It's no, because things are as bad
See,
as they
I'm
are.
Not, I said in the beginning that as a professional, as somebody from police background, etc., etc., I very much subscribe to the idea of precautions. We have been taking it. But in respect of a child, think of a situation. A child going and carrying these kinds of things in their school is not exactly best of idea. But then, yes.
Why is it not an idea? What is the problem with a non-intrusive
device? I'm looking at, I run 47 homes, I think you know that. 5,000 children live with me in my homes. I cannot think of doing that in my homes that I run for the children through Prayas.
Why not?
Because I have other solutions. I have got other personal
okay,
and more.
Okay, so there are other solutions. Okay, one sec, just half a second, sort of, and I'll give you the last word.
Sure.
Just go ahead with what you wanted to say, Mr. Dasgupta. Yes, I mean, how do you counter the perspective of Mr. Khan?
Yeah. Exactly. So see, technology is part of the solution. I do not disagree with the fact that we should not be vigilant. But if you keep the cost aside for a minute, and if I just argue my point that if it saves even one child's life, it's worth it. We have to give the due credit where it is due, right? This is our future generation we're talking about. There are thousands of cases that goes unreported. We are just looking at the tip of the iceberg, one incident that came into our light at Ryan, but there are hundreds and thousands of them that go unreported. We have to be vigilant, but the technology then enforces the people to be more vigilant. A CCTV by its very nature does not stop anybody from doing anything, but it's a deterrence that kicks in, right? Nobody would want to do in front of CCTV. They would rather do it somewhere else. Therefore, it's a technology which is helping prevent. We are trying to prevent something like this happening.
Okay.
We're trying to encourage the generation to use the technology and scale. We can't put CCTVs everywhere.
It's also, it's a deterrence.
We've got to use something which can scale.
Okay, sir, go ahead with the point.
Vishnu, it's the biggest
point, yes.
CCTV is a good idea. It's a very good idea.
What Mr. Kant is trying to, emphasize is a very pertinent point. Like it's a saying, you know, it needs a whole village to raise a child. And there's a famous saying in that, you know, and it takes whole village to abuse a child also. So basically, you know, it's a whole society which is abusing 52% of our children. And I have read his report. It was a report in 2005, and probably today the numbers would be far larger.
No, but what does that have to do with finding out ways which can make our children safer? We are not looking at the large.
Yes, it is a good. For example, it's a very good. It's a very.
Ma'am, I'll come to you in half a second.
It's a very good intervention from the technology by side, but you know, it cannot cover large part of
so
India.
We just dispense. Why are
yes,
you so pessimistic
good.
About it? Is it the cost
it's
that's bothering you?
Let's start. Ultimately,
let's
people have
okay.
to be conscious about it.
Mrs. Vaidyanathan, would you like to come in? Lots of pessimism over here
yeah.
on this technology. Yes, ma'am.
It's supposedly
elitist.
No, see, I've been listening, Vishnu, very patiently to all the points of view, and I do feel that it merits some discussion in the sense that, you know, if you're looking at if this is a wholesome solution, and if this is a sure way of protecting all our children, then costs aside, the whole structure, the government, the state governments, private or public, must make sure that this is made available. We need to now focus on how to make this available. I think there are answers that can come from CSR of large companies. Look at how, you know, we need to change certain small rules here and there to make that this is possible. Donations that can be collected. But we must make sure that all parents are on board and this should not be optional. And we are also looking at how to strengthen the parent-teacher association. And if there's a lot of advocacy of how this can change and protect even one life, then it is worth it.
Okay.
But what happens normally is, that just 1 minute more, but what happens a little more in schools is that technology is a solution to so many other problems, including quality of learning and a few other things. While we need to prioritize safety and security, it happens that when there are better solutions coming from technology-aided sources, then the costs keep going up, and then the parent says, make it optional. So these are some of the things we need to really, really work upon and prioritize our technology usage in school, make a rationale for what we do, and try and make sure that we are able to save lives. And what about those areas where technology has still not even entered?
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to have to interrupt you because I need to wrap things up this evening.
So
I need to move on very quickly.
It's abdicating responsibility. Sir, as a parent, I object to what you're saying.
The institution. It is not abdicating responsibility. It's being a responsible parent who adopts new technology in an effort to protect one's child in a venue which is fundamentally unsafe.
The family, the caretakers, the institutions, the schools have certain responsibilities.
Sir, schools are failing us. You know that the numbers are horrific in this country. It's not a substitute, sir. It is an addition. And the point you make very rightly, sir, is that there is a cost attached to it. A way needs to be found out where costs can be managed. Technology is not elitist. We shouldn't look at technology like that.
No, they can
technology
afford.
Needs
afford.
To be made accessible.
I think it's good
every
to talk.
Second person
talk.
In this country this is walking is fine with in a NDTV. Smartphone.
Listen, Vishnu, this
is
no,
it's
fine
not
on
fine on
NDTV. I don't think it really
it's not. It's not an elitist solution. 200 rupees
sir,
a month
sir,
for the
I
safety
just,
of
sir,
a child is
five,
not elitist.
5 seconds here, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Das.
Just take 5 seconds. Yeah, see, we've been having states that are handing out free laptops to students, right? They cost multiple tens of thousands. This is something which you're talking which will secure our kids, which will make them better citizens.
Okay.
I'm very sure we can afford it. It's not the question of cost. If the government decides, the legislation comes in, we can afford it because we can build
okay,
it.
Okay, bottom line is we're going to have to examine all the technology solutions which are available. And I need to wrap this up.